At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Sue Today readers had to say about what was making news over the last week, September 16th. Grab a smile cookie on us. My boss has been buying them and putting them out for our customers with a donation box for Alzheimer's, so both win. Dominic and Nancy Romano at United Floors 24 Second Line. I think it's great that we can help out twice. BG September 15th. Price of homes sold hits $56.6 million in Sioux area during month of August 2021. CREE, really great for buyers and seller. A windfall for agents. What the public isn't aware of are the real estate flops and frauds, where greed takes priority over integrity. This occurred to me, not once but twice. The agent has received a slap on the wrist fine and forced to take courses in ethics as I sit tens of thousands in debt. Caveat emptor and read the RICO website. The haste to purchase in a hot market will cause many to overlook things that can cost huge later. MK September 14th. No spectator policy necessary to keep high school sports going, say local organizers. I have a thought, why can't the school allow parents with the last name that starts with A, B, C, go to a game then so on through the alphabet? Seems like a fair way. Maureen C. I cannot believe that parents would risk not their health but everyone that comes in contact at the school, when they should just be happy that we are coming to some sort of norm. Think about the kids that don't even play sports but could very well get sick because you thought of yourself. I would gladly sign a petition to keep you away and keep my kid safe. Parents, please think beyond yourself. Maureen C., there's no reason why spectators shouldn't be allowed to attend outdoor game, if everyone is masked and vaccinated. That's about as safe as we can be. Spectators aren't even close to the players. Makes absolutely no sense. I can go watch Blue Jays indoors without a mask. Players love to have fans watching, as well as families love to see their boys play. Charlotte T. September 12th. Lumber mill moves to correct dangerous situation on third line. I have lived up there for over 35 years and never once saw transports on People's Road. They line up on the west side of third line, which is the entrance to their business and nothing else. Furthermore, even with transports in that parking lot, it is never full, not since the days of Weyerhaeuser. PC, absolutely not. Not in my backyard. I do not pay extremely high taxes for this to happen. No way. SB, watch out for pieces of the wall blowing off the road center. From 20 to over 80,000, quite the difference in bids. Why aren't city workers that were already paying fixing this? Surely someone on the city staff can repair or replace panels. EB, the great ouster. Find lost students and woo them back to school. I believe they should be focusing on both aspects of the schooling available now. In class and online, as both offer a unique advantage to those who are disabled who may find it much easier to learn at home should always have an option to do. Those who find it easier less distraction and so in should also have the option to learn at home. With everything going on in this world right now, both options should stay as staples for the new world we live in, as both offer what's best to the students depending on where they feel the most comfortable. Where they feel they can get the most out of their education. It's supposed to be about the kids, so let's focus on what it is they want. TR.